I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Bloomington Playwrights Project presents this year's Riva Shiner Award-winning play, Work, by our guest, Terry Wagner. It plays May 8th through the 24th with performances Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 8, Sundays there are matinees at 2. Terry, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
We have you in the typical location for your current locale, which is to say sitting in a car.
Sitting in a car in a parking lot in Los Angeles, California.
Well, I'm glad that it's not on a freeway in Los Angeles,
yeah.
California. There's something to be said for that.
Or now, stuck in the purgatory of traffic.
James Mumford will be directing this particular production, and it's about an African-American woman who receives an unexpected guest, and it's based in part on a story from your own life.
Yeah, definitely is. I grew up in Texas. My dad was an executive for ExxonMobil, and now I know, really interesting, when I grew up in Texas, everyone's dad was an oil executive, and my dad worked in employee relations. And sometimes we'd be on family vacations. I'm one of three daughters. And we'd be driving through Texas. It was always a car trip. And he would unexpectedly pull off the highway and go to the poor part of town, let's say, and go to some ramshackle house and disappear inside for, you know, up to an hour and leave my mom and my two sisters and me out in the car. In, you know, like 100-degree heat in the summer, and he would never say anything. And I grew up in a house that had a lot of silence, so I was probably the only one who finally, the youngest, said, what are we doing here? And my mother would say in a very, you know, voice for church kind of way, well, the lady inside, her husband died on an oil rig, and your father is here paying a condolence call on behalf of the company. And I was probably like 8 years old when she told me that. And my dad's not a warm and fuzzy guy. He's kind of a Dick Cheney kind of guy. And I can remember thinking, even as a child, oh my God, this must be the second worst day of her life. Because I knew my dad would not know what to say to this woman. He was someone who never hugged, never said, I love you, never said, I'm proud of you. He was baffled by human relations.
We're talking with playwright Terry Wagner about her play, Work, coming to the BPP. And it's out of these visits and a visit in your play, Work, that the story evolves. It's quite an unexpected visit for the recently widowed woman, and also a trip through the sort of raw side of things in 1968.
Yeah, I used a gimmick. I'll go ahead and say it's a gimmick. I used the television and the news because there's just no denying the parallels that and the comparisons. Not only was there an unpopular war and a looming election, there was a lot of civil unrest. There were a lot of people really unhappy. There were a lot of haves and have-nots. And yet, you know, people were demonstrating in the streets and weren't half as unhappy as they are now. And, you know, I had someone say to me the other day, if this were France, people would be demonstrating in the streets. Why are we not doing that? And I'm not real sure, except it's a different generation and, you know, the college students are going to college instead of demonstrating in the streets. It's very oddly contemporary. I even had some things that were so on the nose, I had to eliminate them because it sort of took you out of the play. It was really, really fun to write and spooky at the same time.
We've been talking with Terry Wagner. She's the author of the Riva Shiner Award-winning play that's at the Bloomington Playwrights Project, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 2, May 8th through 24th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.